You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Oh, terrible trouble. I'm in such a quandary. That sounds a funny word to me, but that's what someone's told me I'm in. I've met lots of girls galore, 10, 15, a score or more. But now there's one that's caught me on the chin. I'll tell you all about it, écoutez-moi. Somebody's asked me if I would make love to them. Somebody's asked me if I would be true to them. I don't really know the answer. I'm in such a way. The girl is what you call a chance, but I don't want to play. Oh, but she is so beautiful, I'd love to go so far. And then after that, well, you know what those women are. I'd find myself tied up for life when I don't really want a wife. I think I'll go on living a la carte. Yes, I think it's much better that way. And it's not because I don't like marriage. I think it's a wonderful thing, but very expensive. To start with, you must send out invitations. And you send them out to 3 kinds of people. First, the people you like. Second, the people you don't like. And third, the people that don't like you, but you don't know it. And then, of course, you spend a lot of money on clothes. You know, in France, a man gets married in evening dress. In England, he gets married in morning dress. With spats. Oh, pardon, je me suis trompé là un peu. And then, of course, he must have a bachelor party. Once more, spending a lot of money. Because if he's very young, he has a party the night before. If he's not so young, he has a party 2 nights before. And if he's a widower, he doesn't have a party at all. No. And then there is the wedding breakfast. Once more, spending a lot of money on champagne. They toast the bride, they drink your champagne. They toast the bridegroom, they drink your champagne once more. And all the time, they're thinking, poor Matt, he doesn't know what he's doing. He hasn't seen the program. But they still go on drinking your champagne. No, as I've said before, I think I stay just as I am, in spite of the fact that somebody's asked me if I would make love to them. Somebody's asked me, of all people, if I would be true to them. I don't really know the answer. I'm in such a way. And the girl is what you call a chance, but I don't want to play, no. Oh, but she's so beautiful, I'd love to go so far. And then after that, well, you know as well as I do what those women are. I'd find myself tied up for life when I don't really want a wife. No, I think I'll go on living a la carte. Now, I didn't know or I'd done it.
I'm dreaming now of Hallie,
for the thought of her is one that never died.
She's sleeping now in the valley, in the valley, in the valley. She's sleeping now in the valley,
and a mockingbird is singing where she lies.
Listen to the mockingbird, listen to the mockingbird, the mockingbird still singing o'er her grave. Listen to the mockingbird, listen to the mockingbird, still singing where the weeping willows wave.
Put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and this week we're wandering in place. I don't know how it's done. I'm just doing it, and doing a lot of it, as the case turns out to be. So yes, it's one of those weeks, but it's one of these weeks, too. We began with Jack Warner, a British music hall-type comedian from recording in 1939. And this is his French... his French accent, such as it is, somebody's asked me, and believe me, nobody's asked me, but why not? Freddie Fisher and his orchestra, and that's, yes, Freddie Fisher. 1937, beautiful sounding recording. Some pretty good solos on here, though a certain share of novelty. But there's much to enjoy, as always. Listen to the Mockingbird, and I feel like I'm the one being mocked, or they're giving me the bird, either way. Willard Robeson with Sam Lennon's I Pan a Troubadour's Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. Just do it. Wake up and stand still, if you can, or wander. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just, my mind is wandering. I wish it were. I wish it would wander to another dimension where everything was, working out as it should. Life is terribly interesting, and I hate that word, but there are other words I could put in there, but perhaps you wouldn't want to listen if I did that. If you want this playlist or any other playlist for Radiola, please check out Radiola Blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com, or just type it into your search engine. It should come up pretty close. If there are other people trying this, then you'll have to, I'm the one. You'll notice. You'll know who you're looking at. I don't deal in anything other than this. Waring's Pennsylvanians, 1925. I believe this was recorded on the West Coast. It has a certain open sound to it. The studio is. It sounds like it was either recorded from a band shell or in a high school gymnasium, but it might have been just where they were recording it over there. I think it might have been even. I don't know where the studio was because I'll have to look that up. And 15 people will write in to enlighten me. Could have been Oakland. Maybe it was. Let's wander away, and I'm going to wander away myself.
night. Did he leave me much is right, he left me every night. Pat went to a funeral, and when I asked who died, he said, I don't know, I only went out for the ride. Oh, the farmers took another load away. Hey, hey, Farmer Gray took another load away.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, that's Billy Murray on the vocal. Also, 1925, the farmer took another load of hay away. A load away, hey, hey. and they'll be taking me away, hey, hey, at some point. And not for the reasons you'd suppose, probably just because they figure I don't go with the drapes. The Charleston Chasers, that's Red Nichols and his group, the usual suspects in there. In 1927 on Columbia, Five Pennies, and yes. someday no one will understand that reference. We won't have pennies anymore. We'll just have debits and things, and there will be no denomination lower than a $5 bill. Waring's Pennsylvanians, Let's Wander Away, 1925, on Victor. And this is Radiola, and where shall I go when I go where I go? And there's a second door on the left? You bet. This is, and I'm Andy Sr., playing this for you, too. Seeger Ellis, 1927 on Columbia. He was a little more serious on the Columbia sides. Then on the OK sides, he was getting a little jazzier. But I like the sound of these, too. And in 27, here's Where in the World. So just start looking. Pick a point on a map and get working.
Everyone says there is someone for everyone. Where can my somebody be? Everyone has someone near him when day is done, but there is no one for me. Only one lonely one here, sighing this prayer with a tear. Where in the world, tell me where in the world can there be someone for me? Seems everywhere, every two make a pair, but there's nobody for me. What if I find that I met her and passed her by, never knew she was my soulmate. Where in the world, tell me where in the world, can there be someone for me? If I find that I met her and passed her by, never knew she was my soulmate. Where in the world, tell me where in this world, can there be someone for me?
Depend on moonlight for a love affair. Babies depend on mothers for their tender care. Flowers depend on sunshine and the morning dew. Each thing depends on something, and I depend on you. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be good, or I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can be saint, dear, or sinner, finish up loser, or winner, you're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you. I can be right, or I can be wrong. I can be weak, or I can be strong. It all depends on you, you. You know it's true. I can be lonely out in a crowd. I can be humble, I can be proud. It all depends on you, you. You know it's true. I can save money or spend it, go right on living or end it. You're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I could go onward, eager and brave. I could be master, I could be slave. It all
thank you. think you treated your wifey right. Lord, I hate a man like you. I hate a man like you. Don't like the things you do. Just like a woman, you're always carrying tales, trying to make trouble, wanna get me in jail. Then you can't find no one to go my bail. Lord, I hate a man like you. A man like you. Don't like the things you do. Walking around with a switch and a rod. Shooting dice, always playing cards. While I bring a pain from the white folks' yard. Lord, I hate a man like you. I hate a man like you. Can't stand for things you do. Eating and drinking, sitting at the end, grinning in my face and winking at my friend. When my back is turned, you're like a rooster at a hen. Oh, I hate a man like you.
Lizzie Miles, I Hate a Man Like You, 1929. That's Jelly Roll Morton accompanying. And the album is called Jelly Roll Morton Rarities. That's on Jazz Oracle. So you should own that, definitely. Harry Richman on Brunswick, It All Depends on You, 1927. I might be the kind of man she hates. I don't know. And Seeger Ellis. No woman wants a guy just sitting there, waiting for directions to come from on high. I think that's there may be some, but those I don't wish to know them either. Where in the World, indeed, 1927 on Columbia. This is Radiola, and we're still trying to find ourselves, and we've got it narrowed down pretty good. And I'm Andy Sr., and if I can't find me with both hands, then I really do need glasses. Benny Kruger's Orchestra in 1921, Everybody Step. I might have played a transfer of this on the show at one point. This seems to be a different transfer, so let's play it again on Brunswick. Nice sound. Here it is. Thank you. Bob Herring and his orchestra, 1924, on Cameo. Where else would he be? Sweet California. Yes. There are some sweet things coming up, by the way. I'll let you know that. Nothing that would be off your diet, though, so don't worry about that. I'm not going to tempt you with anything that you shouldn't be tempted with. Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra. What do you do Sunday, Mary? It says here, 1923, and that's okay. That's a label, but that's okay. That's an okay record in every respect. Benny Krueger, Everybody Step by Irving Berlin, 1921 on Brunswick. And I like any time I find one of those Brunswicks in kind of decent shape, I do like to play it because they really some of them don't sound good. Some things don't really sound good at all. They sound like they've been run over by 6 trains, but those usually do. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I feel like I've been run over by at least 6 trains, and all of them express trains. Ah, yes, we've had our little bit of fun with the weather here, and the flooding finally wound up in our basement, but it's not too bad. I might even get the water heater started again, with some luck and some guidance from someone who knows what he's doing. Cal Stewart, here's a guy, well, you cannot fault Cal Stewart. This is what he did. 1915, Uncle Josh in a Barbershop on Victor.
Well, sure, we ain't got any barber in Pumpkin Center, so I always shave myself. So Nancy got to using my razor to cut her corns with, and then I quit shaving and raised whiskers. But Nancy cut my hair with a sheep shears, and after she got through with it, gosh, I was a sight. I looked like an escaped convict or a fur coat that had molted. Well, to save myself torture, I took to wearing my hair long. Guess I'd be doing it yet, but for one thing, there was a show come to Pumpkin Center, and I guess pretty nigh the whole village went to see it. While there was a magic feller there, and he asked for someone to come up on the platform and help him, and like a darn fool, I'd done it. Oh, yes, I helped him right smart. Well, that fella turned me around facing all the folks, and Nancy said it was just sinful what he done to me. He took a pack of cards and 2 bottles of whiskey out of my pocket, an old hen and a dozen eggs out of my hair, a rat trap, 2 rabbits, and a pigeon out of my whiskers. Gosh, I never felt so foolish in all my born days. And Nancy said my face was so red, she was afeard my whiskers would take fire. Well, while I was down here in New York, I allowed I'd have a regular barber cut my hair, and I went into one of your barber shops and told a feller what I wanted, and a whole crowd of them went to work on me. One feller went to blacken my boots, another went to cleaning my clothes, and a gal went to whittling my fingernails, and the barber went to talking. Gosh, how that feller could talk. He told me 6 funny stories, told me what horse would win the race, how the ball game would come out, what Congress was going to do, and who was going to be the next president, and then asked me if I wanted him to go over the chin again. I told him I heard him the first time. He cut at my hair till he got tired, and then he singed me like a chicken. He asked me 4 times to have some bay rum, and when he couldn't get me to drink it, he put it in my hair. He shaved my whiskers in the middle and dyed them black, tied my head up in hot rags, and then turned a buzz fan on me. While when I got out of there, I never was so dutied up in all of my life. And when I got home, it was a full minute before Nancy knowed me, and for a whole week I was a stranger in my own home. Our dog tried to bite me, the horse boss kicked at me. The cow wouldn't let me milk her, and I couldn't get within gunshot of anything on the place. And when we went to church, the minister preached a sermon about Delilah cutting Samson's hair, and everybody knowed he was hinting at me. Well, the black has wore off my whiskers, and my hair has growed out. Yesterday, I seen Nancy sharpening the sheep shears, so I suppose in a day or so, I'll look natural again.
I've been scheming too. I hope my dreams come true. It all depends on you. I'm suspecting that your eyes have seen there's something wrong with me, and you know what I mean. Oh, I'm just crazy about your kisses, honey. You know what I mean. Oh, when your lips meet mine, I feel so funny. You know what I mean. You're just a dream of loveliness. You surely know just how to dress. You play and sing and everything so different from the rest. I'd like to hear the preacher say that we are, you know what I mean. And in a year or so, we both may have a little Ford machine. We'll find a little cottage where the roses bloom, with a parlor and a kitchen and a dining room. And we'll have to see that there's room for three. Oh, you know what I mean. When we're married, when we're married, we'll go down to Cook, look through their tourist book, and pick some shady nook. Then we'll visit those exquisite tropic island scenes, the kind you read about in all the magazines. Oh, I'm just crazy about your kisses, honey. You know what I mean. For when your lips meet mine, I feel so funny. You know what I mean. You're just a dream of loveliness. You surely know just how to dress. You play and sing and everything so different from the rest. I'd like to hear the preacher say that we are. You know what I mean. And in a year or so, we both may have a little Ford machine. We'll find a little cottage where the roses bloom, with a parlor and a kitchen and a dining room. And we'll have to see that there's room for three. Oh, you know what I mean.
Daddy went away and promised me to ride every night. Now you know how they are when they get away so far. They just can't treat a gal right. Now won't I do me sit and wait, thinking his love has turned to hate. I got the mailman blue, just waiting for the news that my daddy's coming home. I've got the mailman blue because my daddy don't choose to let other women alone. Ever since the day when he went away, all I can do is just hope and pray that man I won't lose and he'll get the blue. I got the mailman blue. When a woman gets blue, she hang her head and cry, do, 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 do. When a woman gets headache wrong. But when a man gets blue, he catches the train and runs. A man in Memphis, one in Missouri too. Do, 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 do. A man in Memphis, one in Missouri too. A man in Memphis, don't love me. Man in Missouri too. Oh, a black-handed woman make a good man leave this town. Do, 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 do. I said a black-headed woman make a preacher lay his Bible down. But a red-headed woman make a bone thank his pappy down. Yes, yes, I got the mail and blues. Oh, I ain't got no good news.
Lee Morris, Mailman Blues, 1924. I think that was one of her compositions, but she threw in some standard blues lyrics, and why shouldn't she? And playing her own guitar. Lee Morris, a pioneer in what you would probably call country music, but also popular music, and there was a lot of crossover way back then, especially with guys like Emmett Miller and others. But Lee Morris certainly was recording pop songs and songs that had a certain, what we would call a country feel. And that's significant. We'll get back to her in a moment. Al Bernard, You Know What I Mean. Well, if you don't, I'll enlighten you. 1919. Sometimes I'm cryptic, and then I won't enlighten you because then I just don't want you to know. But most of the time, I'm happy to explain whatever I'm getting at. Cal Stewart, looking like an ex-convict. Escaped convict or something. Well, they all should try to escape at least once. Or else, what's the fun in that? 1915. And I think we all need a haircut here, too. Just the humidity. Everybody looks like a like they're on the lam. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not on the lam, except within a certain perimeter, and I try to stay within that boundary. If I leave that boundary, then I really am wandering out of place, and I'm wandering in place today. That's what I'm doing. In this set, I'm going to take a quantum leap, I guess you could call it. It may be a bit jarring, so hang on to whatever large object of furniture you happen to have nearby. Lee Morris again, but in 1950, Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys, as it says here, and this is one of her compositions, If You Only Knew. After that, I have a special surprise in this set, and I will explain that to you after the break. But here are two selections, the first of which is Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys, If You Only Knew, on choral. Yes.
If you only knew, when I smile at you, my poor heart is breaking inside. If you only knew, since you've been untrue, how it hurts me to keep up my pride. All my friends wonder why I don't tell you goodbye. But I know you feel sorry, and then I'd have to cry. So if somebody knew, loves you more than I do, she's lying. If you only knew. when I smile at you, my poor heart is breaking inside. If you only knew, since you've been untrue, how it hurts me to keep up my pride. All my friends wonder why I don't tell you goodbye, but I know you'd feel sorry and I'd have to cry. So if somebody new loves you more than I do, oh, she's lying if you only.
Come all you booze fighters if you want to hear about the kind of booze that we sell around here. It's made out of buckwheat, rye, and corn, and all bottled up in some old barn. Well, we don't give a damn for the Volstead Law,
and for Prohibition we don't care at all. It's made way back in the swamps and the hills, where there's plenty of moonshine still. And the lamb will lay down with the lion after drinking this old moonshine.
One drop will make a rabbit whip a bulldog.
One drop will make a cat chase a wild hog. Make a bullfrog spit in a black snake's face and make a hard shell preacher fall from grace. And the lamb will lay down with the lion after drinking this old moonshine.
Well, you tip up your head and you take a little drink,
and then for a week you won't be able to think. And the next thing you know, you'll be getting kind of tight out on the streets trying to raise a fight. So you tip up your head and you take a little more, and then for a month you'll be feeling kind of sore. And then you'll swear you won't drink it anymore, but you've said that a thousand times before. And the lamb will lay down with the lion after drinking this old moonshine.